This is Commercial Real Estate Secrets. I'm your host, Aviva. I'm a commercial real estate owner, broker, and your guide to low vacancy and high returns. Commercial Real Estate Secrets is at the intersection of real estate and reality, where the high-stakes world of brick and mortar meet the digital age. Ready to build your empire? This is Commercial Real Estate Secrets.
This week's listener of the week is Champion Goat. Champion Goat, I don't know who you are or where you're from, but thank you for that five-star review. And for those of you listening, if you leave us a five-star review below, you might be next week's Champion Goat / listener of the week. This week on Commercial Real Estate Secrets, we have my friend Gabe. Gabe is out of, what part of Florida are you in?
I am three of Miami.
Okay, we got three in the house, Mr. for all intents and purposes. And Gabe is a, do you call yourself a broker, advisor, babysitter?
I think officially I am the senior leasing agent for Regency. So I don't think we're allowed to call ourselves brokers.
Is that a state thing? Because, okay.
I don't know. I don't understand the politics of it all.
People are starting to get really creative with what they call themselves. And I'm just
I'm just a guy that leases retail spaces.
Okay. Well, Gabe, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Gabe, I'm really excited for this episode because Gabe brings a really different aspect of the brokerage business in that he works with the tippity top. He's dealing with Regency Centers, who are some of the biggest names in retail. And when I generally come from the lane of mom and pop, he is dealing with literally quite the opposite. So Gabe, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's always great to see you. Can you tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and why we're here today?
So I'm Gabriel with Regency. We're a publicly traded company. We own roughly at last count 400 predominantly grocery anchored shopping centers across the United States. I handle the retail leasing in South Florida for roughly 3 million square feet of Class A, Class B retail open air shopping centers. I'd say 99% of it has a grocery store. And so that's if you see, you know, your Publix's, your Walmart, your Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, that's typically what the field that we play in.
How did you get in the business?
So funny enough, I was dating my wife at the time and they had a realtor who was helping her parents flip homes. And I was like, I can do that and I can do it better than him. And so I got into residential real estate, hated my life for 2 years, and I accidentally did an edible arrangements deal at a friend's uncle's strip center. And through that process, I was like, I enjoy this. This is a lot of fun. And then I kind of transitioned from the residential side into commercial, which is that my daughter is 17. So 17 years ago. So 15 years ago, I transitioned into commercial the hard way, doing every kind of deal imaginable and kind of working my way into the landlord role from there.
So I laugh because I think every broker starts just trying to do any deal that they can.
Yeah, anything.
Do you have any really memorable deals from that period of your career that you could talk about?
That I can talk about. There was a gentleman who was trying to open a billiards hall. And so I didn't know about rules and restrictions and county ordinances and everything. And so we did a deal with him in a warehouse in an industrial part of town. And he ended up being a strip club, long of it short, is from that. And he was also growing marijuana in the back of the building. And
classic.
So we ended up, it turned into a whole thing. It was all over the news back then. And this was like the third deal I ever worked on. And I was like, well, if this is how my career starts, I guess it can only go up from here. Such a typical Miami story. But the guy ended up getting arrested. We had to get deposed and everything and hand over files and all that. But that was a 6-month process of, oh my God, what did I do? And what am I getting into?
It's so funny. We have a joke. We had recently a tenant who we placed in one of our own buildings that we property manage. When you turn on the TV and you see your building on the TV,
ooh,
and
it's never good.
You know, they were doing money laundering or something, and we laugh about that type of marketing because if you can't cry, you might as well laugh.
That's about what it is today. Like I told you before coming online, it's, you know, it's one of those days where you're just kind of like, I gotta laugh because if not, I'm gonna be curled up in the corner crying. And that's happens more often than not in our business.
So what does a day in your life look like as a retail leasing champion?
A lot of emails. I think this section gets broken down into first part of the day is reading the news. So as a retail landlord, you kind of want to know what's happening. So today is a great example. A Dollar Tree and Family Dollar announced that they're closing a bunch of stores. So you just want to read through that article, go through, are there any store closures? Is there anything that's been announced that I need to be aware of? And that's all the time. Every day there's new news articles. So that's the morning. From there, it's getting into the emails, going into C-suite stuff, going through corporate kind of emails and making sure budgeting and all that's done where it needs to be. And then from there, you're kind of diving into deals. And so we are going through open deals, people to follow up with. We're responding to letters of intent. We're making sure that inspectors are doing what they need to do, that surveys are back where they need to be, answering phone calls, scheduling out for the day. And that's usually the first half of the day. Second half of the day, I usually reserve it to go, like if I'm doing lease, like when we finish today, I've got about four leases to go through. And these are, I need to read this and make sure what I'm agreeing to, make sure my legal team is on the same page with me, making sure I'm explaining things to the tenants correctly. And so that's usually the second half is legal reading and just a lot of reading.
And people say that brokers don't know how to read.
Well, you know, I'd argue that they're probably right because I see some of these emails and red lines and I don't think most of them do know how to read. But that's about the bulk of the day. It's a lot of showings, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of reading from letters of intent, which are the proposals to rent spaces, and the actual lease documents themselves.
What's the longest lease you've ever seen?
In terms of length of lease?
Yeah, pages.
I can't mention the specific retailer, but it is a national soft good retailer and their lease is about 100 pages long. They will not use our form and it's take it or leave it. Here's the document. You say yes. Most publicly traded companies' leases are pretty lengthy. They're 40, 50 pages long. Once you add all the exhibits and all that, the actual body of the lease is probably 20. But yeah, they're not short.
I just get a kick out of it. It's so funny.
How long are your leases? I want to know. You're a smaller owner. Do you straight to the point? You cut out all the extra?
No. So our personal leases are 16 pages.
Great.
But I just did an institutional deal and it was a 96-page lease.
Yeah.
So, 100%. And I know with retail, yeah, you hit the triple digits and smile.
It's there's a lot of legalese, a lot of what if. We're doing a deal right now and this prospect's attorney, I mean, is arguing every single item to the point where we're having to do so much research. It's reached that point of, all right, we're going to whittle this down to 10 items. The lease is what it is. And at that point, it's a business decision if you want to move forward. And you have to do that sometimes. I get it. If I'm a tenant and I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm signing, I want my attorney to fight for me too. So you weigh it out.
Yeah. They talk about deal maker and deal breaker attorneys. And
hey.
this individual is leaning towards deal breaker and we're trying to save it because it's a great operator, great use. It's a great fit for the center. And come hell or high water, we're going to find a way how to get past this attorney and get the deal done.
Hey, that's your landlords are lucky to have you because that's one way to look at it.
I mean, when it's the right deal, it's the right deal. And so you got to fight for it. And whether it's the attorney or city or zoning or waivers or exclusives, whatever, there's no easy deal. They just don't exist anymore. And so every deal is going to have 15 hurdles. And which ones am I jumping over today for this deal? And if it's the right guy or girl, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? I'm still waiting for the perfect deal.
They don't exist.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I get one a year. One a year, I get one where it's asking rent, no landlord work, simple lease negotiation, fantastic financials. They read it. There's 5 to 10 comments. We agree to it. We sign it. I get one a year. It's perfect.
And you earn it. It's not, those are earned, not.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Ready to shatter your glass ceiling while creating legacy and financial freedom? Head to my show notes for our free guide, How to Get Started in Commercial Real Estate.